Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I didn't say a whole lot. I when David Ross talks, you listen. It's I didn't talk a whole lot. I just soaked it in. And my parents were in town, so it was nice to tell them. But I wish I had something better for you, but I just didn't talk a whole lot. I was speechless.
Hayden Wisniewski wouldn't understand if I made an E.F. Hutton reference to his comments because he's too young, but he was on Marquee talking about getting the news that he was going to be part of the Cubs' starting rotation. And how could he not? If you've watched anything he's done and watched the number of swords that he's getting, like he's one of these arguments for swords being a stat. And if you do follow Codify, Pitching Ninja, and you understand what a sword is, an in-between defensive swing or swing while falling down as if the hitter isn't swinging a bat but is fighting uncomfortably with a sword.
And his slider sweeper induces that type of swing.
Or the other slider. He's got two.
Yeah, slider sweeper. Sweeper.
Well, he's got the I see. You're referring to the sweeper as the sweeper and the slider as the drop one. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweeper, slider.
Slider. Slider. Sleeper. Sweeper.
Well, sleeper.
Sleeper. Well, that's another one. That's to be the third pitch.
Well, that's like the cutter slider that they call the slutter.
Yes. Careful how you say it.
I'm just saying.
But yes, you see him and you go, man, he's got the stuff to play and the movement and the funky movement that he's got going on with this thing is really awesome. Like I'm finishing up my column for the Sun-Times and it'll be out tomorrow where I kind of preview both teams. And he's my player to watch on the Cubs. Like he's the guy that I am looking forward to watching his starts, watching his progress. And you saw it at the major league level at the end of the season, but it's always hard when you're talking about a team that's not in the race and end of the season success the way that the Cubs had it last year, what's real and what's imagined in there? And you're watching him pitch and you go, ooh, that is. And then he clearly has done the work in this offseason to follow it up and walked in with a mentality of, I'm trying to win a job. Like that makes me even more of a fan that even with what was on tape last year, that he at least seemingly came into camp trying to blow some people away and not just kind of rest on what he was able to do in the season last year.
And that was the point we were making watching it, is say, well, will he be the fifth starter? That doesn't look like a fifth starter.
Correct.
It that really
looks
doesn't.
Like at least mid-rotation stuff. And if he's put it all together, then you may have found something really, really good inside of that trade, which would totally made it worth it. And now he's got an opportunity to show and prove. So Tommy Hotovy was on this morning. He was on the Mully and Haw show, which today was Haw and Grody
Bears
hanging out bars. They were hanging out today and doing their thing. Here's what Tommy Hotovy said about Hayden Wisniewski.
Well, I think you saw a guy who took everything that he did last year, everything that he learned in a short, you know, five-start stint in the big leagues, take that in the offseason and absolutely just devote his focus to getting better and honing in what he does. We all knew when we got Hayden what we thought we had, you know, a guy who can command the baseball, has some really nasty stuff, but just has a willingness and desire to get better. And when you see a guy like that come into spring training with something to prove and very businesslike, very to the point with what he's trying to accomplish, and then just goes out there and does it. You know, I think he has the ability to get really, really good hitters out at a high clip. And when you have the ability to do that, you know, and show that in spring, we're obviously excited about where he's headed, where his development's going, and really looking forward to see what he can do in a longer stint. We only got to see 5 starts last year, but he's continued to grow from that point.
I want to look at it through this prism as well. And when you think about what organizations do over time, when I talk about getting closer to winning a championship and how we can look at context here. Hayden Wisniewski is here because the Yankees have developed pitcher. They've drafted and they've developed and they've found guys with stuff. He was traded straight up for Scott Efros because the Yankees were competing and the Yankees needed a reliable bullpen arm. Scott Efros, he's 29. Okay? Scott Efros was kind of languishing in the Cubs system until
they figured some stuff out.
Until they got him on the machines, they looked at his pitches, and they said, you know, why don't you try a different arm angle? Why don't we make you a sidewinder? And he said, okay.
I'll try it.
I'm happy to try it. And he embraced it, and he worked at it, and he became a reliable, effective major league reliever. He's out now recovering from Tommy John surgery, but he was enough to merit that trade. So think about what the Cubs did with a 15th round pick. The Cubs took a 15th round pick later in his career and flipped him at age 29 for a 25-year-old starter who is showing that he at least has the tools to be special. That's organization building.
It's organizational strength and incredible pitching infrastructure.
That's what it is. That this is the rubber meeting the road of what all the fancy words mean. About creating something out of nothing, building an asset, building value in an asset, and then moving it for something that can then be even more valuable that times up with where you're going to be.
Right. Showcasing that player has grown to a level of being desired by another team, then taking that player and turning it into a more valuable position, starting pitcher against reliever.
Yep.
Even though Efros had kind of shown himself to be a pretty good high leverage reliever, you end up getting a guy who looks like he's got top of the rotation stuff. And he breaks with the team. The next opportunity for him to break with the team, he breaks with the team. That says to me that you're doing things in a way where other teams will want to trade with you, but they'll also be a little bit more careful with trading with you. But they know that they're getting value back. And taking it a player who you might have even considered DFAing, because they were languishing. And you just changed that player's career trajectory. And maybe in a small way, your winning timeline, because you were able to make a shrewd deal to add at a position of need for your organization. And it also shows like the difference that the Cubs are where they're at when it comes to developing pitching. And it's not someone that they drafted, but it is someone that they pinpointed. And then now they bring in this person and say, okay, we've got a really solid pitching infrastructure organizationally, not just at the major league level, because then you go, look at what it could turn into. Look at what it could end up being. I love that. I love that for Efros, because he was in a position last year to maybe win a World Series. And he had pitched well enough where everyone was like, man, that dude is kind of nasty.
Talking about swords. He got a swinging strike on a pitch that hit a guy. Like, yeah. It hit him in the chest. I think I still swung at it because the late movement on that sinker was so insane.
You're damn right. So it ends up being a win for him. It's a win for Wesneski. It's a win for the Cubs pitching infrastructure and organizational strength.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.